Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ken Hall, Chairman of the Board for Missouri River Resources.
Ken Hall, Executive Secretary for three affiliated tribes, and also Chairman of the Board for Missouri River Resources, the tribally owned oil and gas company.
Well, let's start out by talking about the Missouri River Resources and kind of what you do.
Well, I tell you what, Dave Williams is our CEO. We're both enrolled members of the three affiliate tribes. A few years ago, it was just an idea on paper and a concept. And fast forward to last year where they drilled their first four wells. Very historic event where the tribe has been involved with oil and gas since the early 50s. But we've never drilled our own wells until last year. So that was very monumental, very exciting. And now they're also engaging in midstream activities as well. So and workforce development. So it's been a good start to a viable company that could become a big player someday.
When I interviewed David Williams, he mentioned how the goal is to have it completely Native American, from the scientists to the rig workers to the office workers. Is that still the goal, and what does that mean for you?
Yes, that means everything, of course. So we're a sovereign nation. We believe in our own people. We believe that it's a new day. When you talk about oil and gas and in the tribal nation, there are sovereignty models out there, and we're trying to become another one of those models where we use our own people. When you talk about workforce development, when you talk about oil field services, from top to bottom, our environmental science folks, our drillers, our pumpers, our administrative folks. Yes, absolutely. And we believe we can do quality work, and that these people are just as capable as the next person.
Where are they getting the education? Are they using traditional universities, or is there a Native American education system? Talk to me about the education process.
Well, we know there's also vocational education institutions, even in our state here. You know, United Tribes comes to mind, Technical College, and then we have a community college right in our backyard, the Newit Hidatsa Sanish College, formerly known as Fort Berthold Community College.
Okay.
They're a four-year accredited college now. And of course, we have a partnership with San Juan College in New Mexico. They just send a few students down there for training. And then, of course, you got your universities in the state of North Dakota as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a good setup for us, and it's a good model. And we believe that we are going to have COOs, CEOs, geologists, drillers. All of that will be Native American, yes.
About a year ago, I did a story in the Bismarck Tribune about how what you guys had going on with the MHA was, I argued it was empowering the people, empowering your tribe. What do you make of that statement?
I think empowering is an excellent choice of a word, because when you empower someone, you build confidence in them. You let them know that, you know, they can do it,
mm-hmm.
and then they start to flourish. They start to flourish once they're given that opportunity, and they start to believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we get them to that place, now they're off getting their education. They're off becoming a professional a business person, or becoming having a specialty that they can offer, and come back and really help their nation to become prosperous again, which we once were before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because of legislation. You know, people talk about all the statistics. we want to focus on the positive. You know, that we're headed toward being a healthy and prosperous nation. And we have a God-given resource that we sit upon, and we believe that we can maximize that resource. The potential is unlimited.
Are the people within the tribe accepting this, or is there any resistance for this type of empowerment?
Well, I think, you're always going to have a few mm-hmm. that resist. And I think we're in a day now, as everybody understands, that we're in the era of technology. Technology was the game changer. Like, everybody understands that. And now we know technology improves as the years go by. And I think the word for today, I heard Ron Ness in his news interview last night, and I actually shared it with a news reporter yesterday, is becoming more efficient. That's kind of been, with this downturn, as it gives everybody a chance to get more efficient at what we do. Back to your question, I think there's always going to be resistance. But if they can see the big picture and look at the economics of it, then I think they would buy in more. And if they know that the technology is probably the safest it's ever been, and I think they can buy into what we're doing here.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ken Hall, chairman of the board for Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Tell me a little bit about Meridian Energy Group. What is it you guys do? Who your clients are?
Meridian Energy Group is a development stage company that was formed to build and operate a refinery in western North Dakota. It was formed about 4 years ago. Starting about January, we went into detailed engineering and the permitting on the project and have been pushing those through the various agencies. Upon release of the air quality permit, probably in February of this coming year, we'll start construction, and the first phase will be in operation towards the end of 2017.
Do you have a location picked out for this?
Yes, we have a site just west of Belfield, North Dakota.
And how is it working with state officials and also with federal officials on something like this? When the Dickinson refinery came up, that was a big push, they said, about how North Dakota was very easy to work with, and then they made some comments about federal not being the same. So I'll ask you the same question, state and then federal.
Well, our entire permitting process is under state jurisdiction. The EPA has an agreement with the state under which the state administers all the air and water quality regulations, including federal regulations. So we don't actually get permits from any federal agency. Okay. Federal agencies have a right to comment on our permit applications, but it's entirely within the state. That said, the state is very serious about enforcing those laws and regulations. But we are engineering to those standards, so we don't really see a problem with any of that.
How is it building this refinery? There's not a lot of them in the United States that have been built. I mean, this has got to be one of the first ones in quite a number of years.
Yes, it's much easier to take an existing refinery and modify it or expand it than it is to start with a blank piece of ground and go from there. So I think Dakota Prairie and one or two smaller plants down in Houston area are the only new, brand new grassroots refineries in the last 30 years. I think the Davis refinery we're building will be the fourth such new plant.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.